Radio was what they, was a big thing in the 30s when we were growing up, and Eddie Cantor was on at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights, and the thing that got me to him was the fact that, first of all, he was a product of the Depression. He came from the Lower East Side of New York City, where I was brought up. He was Jewish, and he worked his way up from being a singing waiter, and he also was not very, he had such energy, such joy, and such love that during the Depression, when things were so bad for people, he would come out on his show and start singing songs like "Potatoes Are Cheaper," "Tomatoes Are Cheaper." Now's the time to formulate songs that would allow people to get away from what was happening, like if tomorrow was going to be a great day. And I remember sending him, because I was so enamored with him on radio, I sent away the tickets to see him at his radio show, which is at 30 Rock, which 30 Rock is still there, in at Studio 8H. And I remember us, my entire family, the three kids, and my father and mother coming into the theater, and him warming up the audience before the show at 8 o'clock at night, and singing, Margie, and all these songs were there to enliven us, make us feel better. And then he had a great song called "If I Were President," because the things were so crazy. They had songs like "If I Were President," and I actually thought that if he actually became president, you have to remember I was 10 years old, mm-hmm. and we'd have a Jewish president, and I could go to the White House and sleep over. So I had
delusions.
Only a nutcase like myself could